The book is The Call to the Hall. It's published by McFarland. They do such a great job. And it's called When Baseball's Highest Honor Came to 31 Legends of the Sport. It's written by Kevin Warnicke and David C. Ogden. And Kevin joins us to talk about the 31 people that he has interviewed about their reaction of getting the call from the Hall. Some people just say, wow, it was terrific, and others just break down, and others just can't believe it. But it's a really interesting subject because we wait every January for those moments when the Hall of Fame and the Baseball Writers Association president or secretary lets everybody know. So, Kev, you got a good subject matter here, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. And I would agree, it was fun writing this book and getting to interview some of the players that I idolized as a youngster. And it was a dream always to write a book about baseball. And McFarland gave us, David and myself, the opportunity to do so.
Well, it's an easy read again. And I know our listeners love the books where you could just pick it up and just pick up a page or a chapter and you get the story. And this is one of them. Give us some of the ones you enjoyed and maybe some of the unusual ones that a reader who is thinking about buying the book would be interested in hearing.
Well, I'd like to tell you about two. The first was Ozzie Smith. He was the first person to agree to be interviewed. We didn't have a publisher at that time, and he agreed through his agent to visit with us. And he was coming to Clarinda, Iowa, for a fundraiser. He had played in a summer league ball there. And so I'm standing in a hallway of an auditorium interviewing him about that hour when he's waiting for the call. He had to wait 45 minutes for it to ring, and he told me, you know, I couldn't get it on the first ring. That would be too eager. And so he let it ring three times, and he said his smile let the guests in his home know, you know, that he had been voted into the Hall of Fame. He said he was the first ballot Hall of Famer, and he said that was especially important because, you know, when you're a first ballot, it puts you – you know, at a certain level. He explained that there are levels to the Hall of Fame, and a first ballot Hall of Famer is at a certain level. And he talked about, you know, it doesn't mean you're the same as the Aarons and the Mazes, but you're in the vicinity. And I thought that was kind of interesting that, you know, it meant so much to him. But we owe a lot to Ozzie Smith just because he was the first one to lend his name. And then when we're reaching out to other players and their agents, you know, we're dropping Ozzie's name because, you know, we now have someone who agreed to help us with the book. I guess the other one was Ron Santo. You know, as people will remember, he was elected after he had passed, and it was so important to him. And, you know, some people would say he pandered to try to get in. But there was an incident where he let the media in, or a time one year where he let the media in and he didn't get in. And you see the video, and it was just heartbreaking for him. But I interviewed his wife and Pat Hughes, who does Cubs games. And they both just, you know, were so pleased and happy, but sad that Ron didn't get to be there for his day. And his widow, Vicki, said, you know, they talked about, what if I get in after, you know, I passed? And, you know, Vicki said she told him, I'll take care of this for you. And, you know, that was just, to me, that was very powerful. It's a sad story, but a happy one. It just would have been nice if Ron could have gotten in when he was still around to enjoy that day, because, you know, people remember him as such an emotional, exuberant person. And so those were two very fun chapters that I got to write. Dave wrote half of them. I wrote about half of them, and we enjoyed every one.
We're talking to Kevin Warnicke. The book is The Call to the Hall, story of when baseball's highest honor came to 31 legends of the sport. And in the Hall of Fame, you get so many different guys. You get writers, broadcasters, coaches, players, and managers. And here in San Francisco, we've got Bruce Bochy, who as a player was not going to go into the Hall and now is a sure ticket after three World Series runs. Bobby Cox is in this book. Can you talk about maybe talking to a guy like Bobby Cox, who wasn't a Hall of Fame type player, but then as a manager is an absolute legend now?
Well, and the same thing with Whitey Herzog. Both of those they were just enjoyable to talk to them because they knew as players, I'm not going to get in. Yeah. And then, you know, time passes and you know, they, I'm sure they wanted it, but as time passes, you know, it wasn't quite so at the forefront, and both were a little bit laid back as to, you know, if it happens, that's great. Speaking of Whitey, he said he was in the shower when the call came, so he wasn't even waiting by the phone. You know, it's a different process, you know, with the Veterans Committee, but his wife took the call, and he stepped out of the – this is kind of a dorky line that I wrote in the chapter, but he stepped out of the shower and into the Hall of Fame. And so we wanted to give – Marty, we wanted to give a variety of examples, so we did include managers. We included two writers, two broadcasters. One unfortunate thing is Joe Garagiola had agreed to be interviewed. His wife said, you know, he's a little bit ill right now, and can you just wait? And we said, absolutely. But then he passed, and we were never able to interview him or tell his story. And wow. Then we, you know, like in addition to Ron Santo, we told some stories of people long past, including Deacon White, whom I'm sure most people haven't heard of, but he played in the 1870s and was credited with getting the first hit in professional baseball. His granddaughter was alive and remembered him, and she was sitting in a pharmacy parking lot with her son, and when they got the call that Deacon had been elected to the Hall of Fame 77, you know, many, many years after his passing. But it still was very important to the granddaughter, the great-grandsons, and the great-great-grandsons. And I got to interview them all, and it was just a joy.
Boy, terrific, Kev. I enjoy the book, and I recommend it to everybody. As you can, fans, you can tell by listening to Kevin, very passionate about it, and it's an easy subject to read. And it's interesting to see the different reactions, especially when they got the call to the Hall. So that's the name of the book put out by McFarland. Up in Montclair, we have the book tree with David, and David has a way to get McFarland books as well. One last question for you, Kev, before we let you go.
Sure.
Did anyone sort of refuse to talk to you when you requested to do this nice book about this subject?
We had a few people turn us down. I will tell one quick story. Robin Yount, we had reached out to him, and he called me back, and I was at work, and he said, "This is Robin Yount. I hear you want to talk to me." And I said, "We'd like to talk to you about when you got your call." And he said to me, "You know, I really don't remember that time. I'd have one story, but it might not be true." So he very he respectfully declined. And we had a few others. You know, we chased a lot of folks. And you know, I understand these players get requests for interviews so many times, and some declined, and that was okay. But we tried many different paths to reach people.
Well, great. Great book. I enjoy it. And, Kev, thanks for being on with us very much. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. The book is The Call to the Hall.